Welcome to StoryShare, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring and or untold stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from interviewgirl.com's Life Lesson series. Today's lesson is that sometimes you need to do what you know is right. We're going to learn today's lesson by learning about the country of Denmark in 1943 and what they did as a nation to conspire to save the lives of 7,000 Jews. Thomas Jefferson has said, in matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock. Let's keep those sage words in mind as we go back in time to Denmark during the 1940s. The Holocaust was systematic, bureaucratic, state-sponsored persecution and murder of approximately 6 million Jewish individuals by the Nazi regime and its collaborators. Holocaust is a word of Greek origin, meaning sacrifice by fire. Most likely, you have heard some of the horror stories from the Holocaust, but amidst the despair, there are stories of hope and survival and stories that reveal to us what lengths some individuals went in order to save other individuals' lives. In September of 1943, the Nazis prepared for the deportation of all Danish Jews to concentration camps where death would follow. George Duckwitz, a German diplomat with a conscience, deliberately leaked the plans for the roundup. Gathering the Jews was due to begin on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Thanks to the information from Duckwitz, the Danes swung into action. Teachers told students to go home and pack their things. Friends and strangers both provided alternative accommodations so that no one would be at home when the Nazis came knocking at the door at the registered addresses of Jewish families. Adults and children checked into hospitals under false names and made up non-existent ailments. Others appeared at chapels as if to attend a funeral. The mourners then traveled out of Copenhagen as part of a huge funeral procession. Families were transported to remote beaches where boats picked them up at night and took them to safety. Others arranged escapes in broad daylight. In Copenhagen, families stepped into canal boats that advertised harbor tours. These special harbor tours avoided traditional sites, delivering their passengers to waiting fishing boats instead. Families hid in the hulls or were covered by tarps, herrings, and straw and were ferried to neutral Sweden to wait out the war in safety. As a result of Duckwitz stepping up and doing the right thing, and as a result of Danish solidarity, 99% of Denmark's 7,000 Jews survived. What started with one man doing the right thing led to thousands of lives being saved. Today's StoryShare Life Lessons series episode was about doing the right thing. And we can understand that when someone does the right thing, through a German diplomat in this case, Mr. George Duckwitz, we understand how the right thing really matters. We're ending this episode with reflection questions, because remember, it's with our questions that we begin to change the world. Today we leave you with our question quest. Is there anything you do that you know you should not do? What do others do that you choose not to do? Thank you for being part of another StoryShare episode, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week.